It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Streaming live on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. And now, of course, simulcasting on this powerful FM dial, 104.3. Very, very exciting. That dropped yesterday, 2 o'clock right after the show. Everybody's being very secretive around me. By the way, I figured things out anyway. I was like, you know, anytime I get that look from Galen, I know something's up. He thinks I don't know, after this many years, what the something's up look is. I can read him like a book, dude.
And then, I don't know. I just really wish you would go to the meeting.
Well, you found out a day before everyone else, no?
I figured it out. He was being too squirrely around me. But then when he called me, he's like, hey, I need you to go. I'm like, all right, something's happened. I'm like, this is either I'm fired or we're changing. Look, when you get the announcement out of nowhere, Brittany, this is how it's going to work. You're either changing formats, you're moving stations, or you're fired. That's how it's going to work.
I was a little worried.
Hey, no. Hey, when you get fired, you're going to the glass room, though.
You're going to the fish tank.
Yeah.
Well, like, he texted me, like, the day before, and he was like, hey, I don't know if you saw, but we have a meeting with Claudia. Like, just me personally. He said, we have a meeting with Claudia. Blah, blah, like, you know, make sure to have, like, a segment recorded. And I was like, wait, what?
No. Yeah, I don't already. Know. By the way, already took care of that. Because I told Tobin, I said, I'll go so we have a representative and then you can just hold the show down.
Thank you. And I'd meet the teacher today. It was very important.
And then Lynn said, oh, well, you guys have a... I'm like, no.
By the way, this meet the...
You need to be there?
This meet the teacher. All traffic rules and they go out the window because this parking lot at my son's school, they don't got enough parking spaces. So people are parked up on fire hydrants. They're parking on top of each other.
It's
chaos.
School parking. Here's when it's also the worst. Pickup. Because there's two ways you can do pickup, especially at this high school at Western where there's 4,000 kids, right? You can pull in and go around the loop-de-loop and just pick your kid up from in front of the school. Or you can park outside and have them walk to the car.
When does Broward start? Does Broward start next week too, or not in a week?
Next week. Man,
I need to put my eye black on before Monday's traffic.
So you gotta put your game face.
Yeah, dude.
It's gonna be brutal. Like for me, it's not terrible, right? Because I timed it up to where when I go by, Central is on.
Talking about Miami Central?
Miami Central's right there.
Yeah.
I go by right after they are in school.
Yeah.
So I can avoid that. And then after work, you got to go when it's in school because they let out at like at 2:15 is when you have all of the traffic, the lights.
Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. The number one Hyundai store in the nation just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Marlins, they blew a 4-run lead. They fall to the Braves 8-6. Series continues today with Edward Cabrera on the hill for Miami. He goes up against Bryce Elder for Atlanta. We'll see what's going on. I'm thinking about catching a Hammerheads game tomorrow. Thinking about catching a little minor league ball tomorrow.
I think what's crazy is that the Marlins haven't lost a game like that.
Yeah, no.
And it's like it didn't feel good.
Didn't feel like, good. I hate
but,
that team.
But, you know, it's not a normal occurrence, so I'm going to just go ahead on and treat it as a one-off. And yeah, you're ready for the night.
The bullpen was really nails for a while. It's been
a
little shaky lately.
They're going to need a lot of bullpen because they play 10 games in 9 days or something like that.
No,
so
they got
like they're going to need the bullpen. So I hope this isn't going to be a situation where the bullpen starts struggling and they go in the tank.
No, they need a big one from Cabrera tonight for sure. To if he can get them through six, at least hopefully seven. I mean, it used to be like, oh yeah, I need you to get me through seven, but you know, it's 2025. I don't think that's reasonable anymore in baseball. Doesn't seem like it. The Dolphins, they got a joint practice with the Bears today. They are gearing up for their first preseason game. Ben Johnson, Bears coach, he told their in-house podcast that Caleb Williams will not be playing in the first preseason game.
Hey, Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson, that dude need all the quarterback and he could get. Like, I don't know, what did you see the last couple years that make you think he got it? He got it. He ain't got it yet. He needs some reps. Like, we get ready for football. Like, you know damn well that quarterback ain't ready. You better get him some game reps.
Not against the Finns.
What are they doing?
I don't know, dude.
What are you protecting him from? Ain't protecting him from nothing. He ain't playing quarterback yet.
I'm sure. Maybe because he saw what happened to Richardson yesterday. He goes, I don't think he could take that kind of a hit. He's tiny.
He is listen, there's certain quarterbacks. There's only been a handful of quarterbacks that have been successful holding the football, and they all are built like mooses. Ben Roethlisberger. Like, that dude just hold on to the ball as long as he want to, because even if you got there, you couldn't get his big tail down, right?
Yep.
There's a couple of guys that hold on to the ball a while.
Be honest, Posh. Are you going to be tuned in tonight to the Browns preseason game? You intrigued a little bit? You going to find an NFL network?
I think I might take a little looky-loo because, I got to – Well, because when I go start talking about him,
right,
and I don't really like doing it in the preseason. However, I mean, they got more quarterbacks in the room. They got enough quarterbacks to kind of service all of the AFC, right? Like, they got a lot of quarterbacks in that room. I would say this, that if I had one thing that I would like to see, because Shadur is going to play, I would say, and I said this when they were coming out of college, like I said, I take Cam Ward, and I'm a little biased because I've seen him make on-time throws. I have not seen Shadur do that. So as they go to the next level, I know I would trust Cam a little bit more simply because I've seen him make the timely throws that are necessary in the NFL. Now, it doesn't mean Shadur can't do it or hasn't done it. But if I see him now drop back, stay within the pocket, make solid throws, right, then I'm going to say, okay, they got something here. But if he starts running around and doing the stuff he did at Colorado, then I could say, okay, I see why, because he needs some work on
what things. What have you made, because a lot of people have weighed in, I believe RG3 has kind of put this out there, that they feel like he's being set up to fail, that Shadur is being put out there, left out in the cold, that he's, you know, hasn't gotten any practice reps, and now he's going to be put out there in front of the world, and he's going to be made to look bad.
So I would say this, that you look at it as an opportunity to go out there and put in a position to fail. And I look at it as, If he can succeed in under these circumstances, then there'll be a lot of eyebrows being raised that, oh, we got something here.
Right.
You know, and so, like, when you think about, let's talk about some of the quarterbacks. Tom Brady didn't start off playing with the first unit. He was a fourth quarter quarterback. Let's look at who's the quarterback in San Fran. He was Purdy. Purdy. Brock Purdy was an afterthought, right? Tony Romo, when he got to the league, he was an afterthought.
Yeah, but there is a difference in who the familiarity of with Shador. Like, that's the difference. He's coming in, and there's people who are going to have eyeballs on him naturally. Like, Brock Purdy, if Brock Purdy stunk up the joint, like, nobody would have batted an eye. Oh, he's Mr. Irrelevant. He's like
Skylar Thompson.
Right. So I'm with you. I think if you're Shador Sanders, like, you probably weren't going to have this opportunity. The door's now open for you. I feel like this is a good thing for him.
Look, it's and even more important is we tend to look at this as a success or failure type of thing. And RG3 says they're putting him in a bad position for success. But I would say that the test is not how many passes you complete or how you move the football in this situation. The test might be how you handle yourself. Do you handle yourself as a NFL quarterback in spite of the circumstances that you've been put into a game? And I think that's the bigger test. Like, because think of some of the things they've said about him. Oh, he's this, he's that. Okay, if he goes out there and handles himself accordingly and rallies his team and people start following, that is more of an indication of whether he can be an NFL quarterback other than going out and going 5-for-5 with against guys that may not be playing on Sunday.
Brent, you intrigued at all watching Shador tonight? Is that tickle your fancy at all?
I am. It does. Because I was kind of on the train of people that was like, I kind of feel bad for the kid. I know a lot of people want to hate on him, but I don't know. I feel bad for him. So I hope that he goes out there and kind of proves people wrong a little bit and you know, plays a good game. I don't think he's as bad as a lot of people like to make him out to be. But I also, he was named the fourth string, so it's kind of like tough to feel like he was showing anything. So I would hate to think that they set him up for failure, but I hope that he goes out there and kind of, you know, silences some people. I'm not going to lie.
I think this is an opportunity, right? Like, you can't in life, and I tell people this all the time, like, you can't plan for your opportunity. You don't know when that opportunity is going to come. It just kind of sometimes shows up, and you can complain about it and say, oh, I should be with this group and I should have these players out here with me. Or you can just go out and perform. And so I think a lot of the scenarios that we are setting up are more of the test than is success and failure on the field.
Many great stories have been written about this. I mean, you think about Varsity Blues, Willie Beeman, Any Given Sunday. Do you not remember that? I mean, he came. No, I don't no, want no, your life.
No. Look, first of all, like, why do you do
he
this?
He was the backup quarterback.
No. Why do you do this to me?
Well, I'm just saying. No. Many Hollywood stories are written about this.
We having good football conversation about what needs to be said, and then you bring up Varsity Blues.
Because he was the backup, right?
I don't care.
And the other guy,
it's a movie.
A great movie, John Boyd.
No, it's not.
Oh, it was a great movie. Don't
say Varsity Blues when the dude went and laid in the street.
Did he lay in the street?
Oh, that's Friday Lights. Friday.
Yeah, that sounds like a Friday. That sounds like Friday Night Lights. No. Varsity Blues was whipped cream bikini, Texas football, and you had the nefarious John Voight as the head coach, who was going to poison and stick a needle in one of the kid's knees, and it was going to ruin his scholarship chances.
The only reason why I know of him is because he's Angela Jolie's father.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, Schmeathan's right. Don't forget about Sunshine from Remember the Titans.
Now, let me be clear. Remember the Titans is one of my favorite movies. Why? Based on a real story.
So is Varsity Blues.
No, it's not! Dude, like,
Willie Beeman was third string quarterback.
You know, That's almost as excited as I got when I saw a real Roadrunner. Right? Oh,
how could I, Chase, so spot on by you. This, see, this is better than the Dolphins bus segments. How could we forget Shane Falco in The Replacements? Keanu Reeves.
They also had cheerleaders with no drawers on.
What are you doing? It was based on a true story still.
It was based on the strike.
Oh, the strike. Oh, yeah, no. That, stop. Stop. But like, but why do you take my sport knowledge, crumble it up and throw it in a silly sauce bag and then reach out and come out with something different?
So you,
we were having such a good conversation about what we need to see.
Right.
And then you go, yeah, like Varsity Blues. Like, just ruin it. You're like, really? I used to be a professional.
Take a break right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Tobin and Leroy back with more after this. Welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You wise want to go see you guys wise, huh? Yeah, welcome to FM, everybody. Broadcast professional here. How'd you guys like to go see the Zac Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December? It's easy to enter. Just log on to the Odyssey app. You listen to WQM for 1 hour, and you're entered. For more chances, listen every day, and you might win. The winner receives round-trip airfare to Vegas, 2 tickets to see Zac Brown, and a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. Special thanks to the Messina Touring Group. Man, speaking of Vegas, Leroy, I got to tell you, I saw Canelo was like kind of full go in camp right now. I'm so excited for him versus Terrence Crawford, dude. Oh, my goodness. We're like 6 weeks away. 6 weeks away from that. I cannot wait. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Canelo looks fired up, but I think I got Crawford. I think Crawford's going to pull this off, dude.
You think?
I think he's going to pull this off.
All right. That's what they all started singing. Mungia.
I know, but man, this is one of the best boxers walking the planet. And any guy who's had a little slick skill or something to really frustrate Canelo, that's a problem. And he's not going to knock him out. He's not going to knock him out. I don't know if he'll knock him down. Canelo's got a chin made of vibranium. Like it's ridiculous. his chin.
Yeah, but you don't like, man. I mean, Crawford's really good.
Crawford's he's got so many things at his disposal.
That last fight, when the one we went to.
Oh, the Errol Spence fight?
It just changed. Like, to see it firsthand, how he just picked him apart. But Canelo, like, man, I'm not just going to dismiss Canelo.
I'm not dismissing him.
But I will say this. I can't think of. Has Canelo fought anybody on the same level as Errol Spence? Recently,
no. Has he? Yeah, I'd say Gennady Golovkin. He's fought in Floyd.
Years ago.
I understand it was years ago.
So, like,
best guy he's taken on recently has been Bivol, and Bivol beat him.
Yeah, but he went up in class.
He did. He went up in weight class. That is true.
I mean, Munguia, does that? No.
Nah. I mean, he's a nice fighter. I wouldn't put him with Errol Spence.
Because, I mean, when you...
Now, Errol Spence isn't what he was after the car accident, which it's crazy that he even walked away from that. And I still don't even know. Like, we don't know quite the ramifications of his life that happened from that car accident. Because that was pretty... I was crazy. I mean, I can't believe he walked away from that thing. You remember that video?
I mean, we saw pictures of the car.
We saw the video of the car going...
The video of the car.
It looked like a movie.
Right. It looked like Fast Five.
Yep, it was crazy. But man, I can't wait for that fight. Got the goosies, man. I'm excited for it. I'm excited. By the way, we've gone this long in the show and have not mentioned well wishes.
McRib is back?
No, not the McRib. No. I don't like McRib.
I don't either. Like, you, come on, you know me. I'm a rib guy. I'm a real rib guy. Own McRibs.
This is tough news. But veteran cornerback Eli Apple has been released by the 49ers.
He couldn't even make it a week.
Come on, man.
Oh, dude. You probably living in Ohio. You flew all the way out there to San Fran. And they saw you guard one guy and say, probably hit him with the dumb move.
Jeez. Yeah, like that's 10 days it lasted. Oof. They're like, listen, Eli.
You gotta know. Let me tell you something. If you're a football player and somebody bring you out there and how they bring you out there, you gotta know the difference between I'm going out there to play for San Francisco and they just want to see if I got anything left. You gotta know that.
Looks like he has nothing left. Not that he had much left when he was even here.
Hold on. Let me explain something to you. He had a sip of water, and he drank it 2 years ago. They ain't no.
I guess we know now why the Dolphins didn't call old Eli Apple and say, hey, we need a cornerback. I guess now we know.
Yeah, y'all making fun of me. Everybody making fun of me. It seems like the whole league feels like Leroy does.
Seems
now,
like it.
Keep in mind, we would have been in our separate corners if he hadn't badmouthed my city.
Yep.
That's how it all started. So for you guys who why are you always on Eli Apple? Eli Apple started. Eli Apple started this by trashing my city, talking about the food ain't that good. To which I replied, the food would have tasted better if you would have played better cornerback.
You got him. Honestly, it was the start of his downfall. You started the end of his career.
No, he started the end of his career. Double move. If he was a bass, he'd have like scars on his lip from getting caught all the time.
One other piece of NFL news that's pretty brutal, but the Chargers lost their left tackle, Rashawn Slater, to a ruptured patellar tendon. Suffered it in practice.
You know what that is, right? In the front, right? That's it.
Just 11 days ago, he signed a $113 million contract extension with $92 million guaranteed.
Ooh.
Made him the highest paid offensive lineman by average annual pay in the NFL. And he went down in practice. And I got to imagine that Jim Harbaugh had himself a warm glass of milk last night to soak in that one.
Coaches don't really think like that.
He loves his lineman, dude.
He loves his lineman, but coaches also think about, all right, look, it's camp. I got to find somebody else. I got to keep it moving because in the end, regardless of what your injury situation is, fans do not care. All they care about is whether you're winning or losing. So you got to find somebody else. It sucks because you weren't counting on somebody else. You was counting on your $100 million lineman, but it's the nature of the beast.
Brutal injury for them. We'll take a break. When we come back, we tickle Leroy's fancy next. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy. Are you excited, Leroy?
I am. There's a few things out there that I want to see this weekend.
All right, here we go, Leroy. Tonight, preseason, the Detroit Lions take on the Atlanta Falcons at 7 o'clock. Tickle your fancy? Why not?
Listen, I'm going to force myself to watch two preseason games this weekend. You ain't getting me to watch a different one.
Dude, come on. You got to watch the Lions set the tone. They got new coordinators. Hendon Hooker is going to play for them tonight. You got Easton Stick on the other side for the Falcons.
I appreciate all of you doing to try to sell it, but that dog ain't going to hunt.
What?
We good.
What do you mean the dog ain't going to hunt?
Tickle. That's what I said. We chilling.
Okay. Fair enough. What about tonight, also at 7 o'clock on NFL Network, Your Cleveland Browns take on the Carolina Panthers, who will also play their starters tonight. You will see Bryce Hall and them boys get out up there at Bank of America Stadium. Does Browns Panthers with Shedeur Sanders under center tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I'm going to kick the tires on that for a while. I don't know how long.
Is tickled.
It is preseason, but I just want to see his overall demeanor, how he handles himself, how he, you know, kind of puts it together, because, like, he's proven he's a winner. And I think a lot of that gets lost with abilities as far as arm strength, speed, agility, and all that. And we overlook that guy's just a gamer. So I want to see that.
What about at 7:30? Commanders at Patriots. Drake May is going to play tonight. And hold on. Before you say no. Tom Brady gets his statue unveiled tonight at Gillette Stadium. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Really?
No.
You don't want to see if it has angles? Tickled.
You know what, Patriots fans? Do it during a regular season game.
Well, he's working. He's the number one guy. I imagine they're doing it tonight.
They'll have a Monday night football game or a Thursday night football game.
Will they? I don't know if they will. I mean, they're the Patriots.
Everybody has to have a Monday night game and a Thursday night game now.
Maybe Tom Brady is too locked in that he's like, no, let's do a preseason game.
Or, here's an interesting concept. Why don't they plan around one of the games that he does and do it there, then?
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Busy. He's locked in. All right, well, sorry. I thought I was going to get you.
No. No, happy for him. But no, I'm not watching it.
Doesn't sound like you're happy for him at all.
I am happy for him.
What about Saturday at 1 o'clock? The New York Giants take on the Buffalo Bills, Leroy.
I told you.
Fancy not tickled.
The fact that you're getting me to watch two preseason games in one weekend, that's an accomplishment.
But you need a Saturday game. You need a Saturday game. There's got to be a Saturday game that brings you in.
No, I don't. You know what? I'm watching the playoffs.
What playoffs?
Golf.
All day?
No, like, I watch it like I watch golf. I get a juice. I get some snacks. I doze in and out of consciousness and pick up where I left off. That's Saturday, baby.
Sounds like a fancy way to take a nap.
It is. But guess what? The great thing about golf is if you get up and say, what happened? It's like they're listening to you. Here's how we got here. Catch you right on up.
All right, what about this? I feel like this one's going to get you.
And when you say that, it means absolutely not.
4 o'clock. The Houston Texans visit the Minnesota Vikings. And, of course, we will get to see J.J. McCarthy in action as he takes over the reins in Minnesota.
4 o'clock.
Texans are going to play their starters. Tickle your fancy?
No.
A little intrigued.
Dude, I'm not into football all day mode.
Yeah, you don't have to watch the whole game.
I'm in preseason too. I'm in preseason. That means I'm not flipping through a whole bunch of channels. That means I'm not watching games from start to finish, right? Look, I might give you a quarter or a couple of series. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting my tolerance up.
In essence, tickle my fancy. Like, can I get you go peekaboo?
No.
You know? And be like, hey, I'm in.
Because I don't know how much of the Browns game I'm going to watch. And then you know I'm going to watch the Dolphins.
What about Cowboys-Rams?
No.
Steelers-Jags?
No.
I
tell you what. Somebody please hit me up. Because they say Aaron Rodgers looks real slow. And I said, no, he looks 40. You know,
who
slow.
Says that? Who says you can't just throw that out there without people. People? What do you mean, people? Who's saying that?
You use people.
Who's
them
saying
same
that?
People? Them same people saying.
Yeah, but you hate Aaron Rodgers. You could just be throwing that out nefariously.
Hey, people.
Brittany, have you heard anybody say Aaron Rodgers is looking slow in camp?
No, I have not seen anything.
Can anybody corroborate this? Corroborate.
I'm gonna mark it.
Welcome to FM.
Wait, did you
You've had a tough transition today, Tobin. You've had a tough transition.
What the?
Oh, wait. First of all,
no.
No.
First of all, I'm glad it wasn't me because. And I just picture Marcos going, do you really say Kawaba wait?
That's one of those where, like, I definitely got caught shot. You were like, it's like a shoplifter who's like, oh, he just totally got shown on camera getting caught.
Oh my goodness. Wait.
Anyway, what the hell was I talking about?
I don't know.
Has anybody else heard that Leroy Horde's claim that Aaron Rodgers is looking slow?
So here's what happens as you get older. Your ability to extend plays and make plays, you know, scrambling a little bit gets lost. Doesn't mean you can't throw the football. It doesn't mean that you can't. But some of the things that enabled you to become who you are, you tend to lose. And what Aaron Rodgers was a guy who could avoid a sack, make a throw in any angle that you needed an accurate throw, and throw it downfield with accuracy. And so that is the thing, right? And so, yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to just watch a game to see a guy have no success. I don't wish no success on people like you do. I just won't watch.
You don't want to see Travis Hunter? Doesn't tickle your fancy to see Travis Hunter tonight?
No.
Or tomorrow night?
No.
What about 7:30?
Mm-hmm.
Titans and Cam Ward against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ooh.
You tease me there. You tease me. You show me a preview.
Come on. They got all tested camp this week.
Let me explain something to you. I am not.
You're only not tickled by principle. You're tickled.
I'm not. You're correct. I'm not watching preseason football like that.
Brittany, you want to see Cam Ward in action?
Oh, absolutely.
100%. Come on, dude. 100%.
That tickles my fancy. Yep.
No.
A little Restrepo. Restrepo fighting for a roster spot?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
No. All that being said, if I should happen to come across it, then maybe, but I'm not looking for it.
That means RVA Richie's.
Yeah, RVA Richie says it best, dude. A little looky loo. That's it.
That's what I'm saying, but I ain't going to look for it. Right? It's like if something else is on the commercial and I flick through the channels and they go, oh, Cam. Yeah, I'll take a look.
What about Jets Packers?
No.
Fancy not tickled.
Totally fair. I'm not even tickled by that one. Oof. Chiefs Cardinals?
Nope.
What about Broncos 49ers?
Nope. You're going through a whole schedule. It's not just get to Sunday, do Dolphins and Chicago. I'm gonna say, yeah.
I mean, I gotta show you the whole menu. I'm kind of like, you got to be polite to me as a waiter. Like, I got to get through the specials. It's part of the job.
These aren't specials, dude.
They're not.
These aren't specials. No.
This is
right now. Right now, you say we offer a multitude of beers, and you start me off with Bud Light.
That's it. You ever have a pushy waiter who wants you to get through the specials? No. Like, I already know what I want. It's like,
I know what I want. That's like, we do that all the time. Like, the specials. I go there for a certain thing. The specials never get me.
What about Sunday, 1 o'clock? The Miami Dolphins take on the Chicago Bears.
Yep, I will look.
My fancy is tickled,
and it has nothing for me to do with the players, just with the mentality of the overall group. You'll know if your team is physical. And that's all I want to see.
We will not see Caleb Williams in this game for the Bears. Their other quarterbacks are Tyson Bagent, Case Keenum.
Hey,
Case Keenum is still doing it?
Case Keenum, didn't he play in the Orange Bowl in like 2001?
Jeez. 37 years old, Case Keenum. Still got those 80s babies in the NFL. All right. Him and Flacco. And Calais Campbell. That's probably the list.
No. What about Aaron Rodgers?
And Rodgers, yeah.
Like, jeez.
I don't like bringing him up too much around you.
Really?
Yep. What? Okay. Somebody named Austin Reed is their fourth quarterback.
Wow. He's double dipping?
Okay. What is the golf that you're tickled by? So this is the playoff
the first,
of what?
The first leg of the playoffs.
What does that mean?
So to get in the playoffs, you have to be normally in a tour event, you have 156 guys, right? For the special events, for the ones that pay a lot of money, you have a limited field, and those are like I want to say 70 with no cut. When you get to the playoffs, you accumulate these points all year. Then you have three tournaments where the first tournament you qualify for, they take the top 70. Then they take the top 50. And then the tour championship is top 30.
This is the St. Jude?
Yeah.
In Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee.
So, walking in Memphis.
So I think Akshay Bhatia is leading. He shot, I want to say, eight or nine under.
He was leading. Tommy Fleetwood has passed him.
Oh, you know I like Tommy Fleetwood. It might be also that is because Bhatia didn't tee off yet.
He has not.
Yeah. So
he's off he's just teeing off.
So, but you know, I want Tommy Fleetwood was Cam Young. A lot of close finishes, has never won.
Man.
Cam Young had 7 runner-ups. He finally won last week. So after this week, they cut down to the top 50. And then they go to Atlanta to play in the tour championship, top 30. Now, all these different things mean, because if you get into the top 50, you qualify for all the majors and all the special events they have during the course of the year where the big money is made.
What about UFC Fight Night?
Fight Night.
Roman Dolidze takes on Fluffy Hernandez.
No.
In a what?
No.
What?
No.
Why?
You ain't kicking no ass with the nickname Fluffy. Sorry. I can't take you serious. He might be able to just beat the brakes off of me. I'm going to be laughing the whole time while I'm getting my butt kicked.
It's on a win streak.
What, 2?
No, he's won. Like, I think when's the last time he's lost? He is on a 7-fight win streak.
All right. The more important question, What weight class is Fluffy fighting out of?
Middleweight, 185 pounds.
All right. Still Fluffy. I can't do it.
Okay. You know what? Fair enough. I tried.
Nope.
I tried. Sorry, Fluffy. I'll watch it.
Keep thinking. Well, I'm thinking of the comedian.
Oh man, that guy.
He's not even with us anymore, is he?
Yeah, he's still alive.
No, I'm talking about who. I get the two mixed up. Who am I getting mixed up? Fluffy and there's another one. Somebody help me out there.
You talking about a big comedian?
Yeah.
Fluffy's still with us because he's like at the Hard Rock every year.
Is that Iglesias? No.
Yeah, Gabriel Iglesias. He's still with us, isn't he?
Yes, he's still alive.
Thank you, Brittany.
You're welcome. Don't kill people, Leroy.
I'm not killing people. Is it Ralphie May?
Ralphie May is no longer with us.
Yeah, there you go.
Ralphie May is no longer with us.
There you go. So I wasn't.
He died a while ago.
I know, but I'm just saying. Like, I'm not crazy.
We'll take a break here on the show. More to come here on FM 104.3. WQAM streaming live on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps, and now on the powerful 104.3 FM dial, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. We're back with more Tobin and Leroy after this.